Hello, everyone. This is the WBAI Committee of Inclusion for the 2025 Board. It is Tuesday, March 18th at 7:16 Eastern, and we are going to convene. This is Serene Roberts. I'm the director on the committee, and I'm going to ask someone to please read the draft agenda.
I am happy to volunteer if no one else wants to.
Okay, the number one, convene the meeting. Two, attendance. We have Burden, Brinkley, DiLorenzo, Roberts.
Yeah, you left the R out of Burden. It's B-I-R-D-E-N.
Right.
Thank you for knowing that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, and approve agenda. Four.
Our pizza.
Elect pro tem chair and secretary to serve until next meeting. Five. Discuss committee charge and process, 30 minutes. Six, set next two meetings, 5 minutes. Seven, new business, 10 minutes. Eight, adjourn by 8:30.
Great, thank you. So I guess I should begin with the minutes, with the attendance. Carolyn Burden.
I'm here.
John Brinkley.
Present.
Joan DiLorenzo. That's okay. We can hear you. Thank you. And I'm Serene Roberts. Okay, so the full group is here. Will someone move the agenda, please?
Move to approve
the agenda.
Mm-hmm. A move that we accept the agenda as presented.
Any questions, comments, concerns, opposition? Great.
Do we need a second?
No, not in committee. I am opening the floor for pro tem chair. That person will serve until the start of our next meeting, which means still do whatever follow up is needed and send out a draft agenda. Any nominations? Any volunteers?
I nominate Carolyn Burden.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. Carolyn, do you accept?
For this meeting? Yes.
That's yes, all. Just until the next meeting. So you'll be responsible for sending out the agenda and so forth.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. Actually, you can take over now and get the secretary, the pro tem secretary. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ask for objections? I asked for alternatives, but I didn't. I don't think I asked for objections. Are there any objections? Okay, perfect. All yours. Carolyn?
Sorry, I had to look for some paper and a pen.
Okay.
Where are we?
You're going to call for a pro tem secretary.
Does anyone want to volunteer for that?
It's such a crowded field, but I'll put my hat in it.
Could I throw my hat in the ring, or is that because I'm from KPFK? I don't
know. Oh, you're up. We don't care what planet you're from. You can have the job.
All right, I'll throw my hat in the ring.
Okay, and I happily withdraw.
All right, that's fine. Thank you. Committee charge and process, 30 minutes. I'm waiting to hear that. Thank you. How long has this committee been established in BAI?
The Committee of Inclusion was established when the bylaws were revised back in 2003. It has operated sporadically at BAI, and I don't know that it's functioned at much, if at all, at some other stations. It's Article 8 of the bylaws, kind of a long thing, but it might be good for someone to read it for the record. I sent the link in the agenda. I sent the language, I think, in the first notice, and I sent the link in the agenda, this morning.
I'm afraid I didn't see that. It wasn't on this morning.
Well, John, you have the agenda up on the screen, right? Or you did?
I did. Let me begin to try and share it again.
Because if you click the link, somebody can read it.
Okay, I didn't include the link. I copied it and put it on a, let me try and find it. I copied it and put it on a Word file.
I see, okay.
Well, it's rolling up and down. Somebody moving it?
Yeah, I'm scrolling up and down, but this is a Word file that I copied the agenda onto. Let me see if I can find.
So the email went out this morning at about 8 o'clock. The reminder email. If folks want to look in their inboxes for it.
Madam Chair, I've just put the link in the chat if that's easier for someone to grab.
Maybe you can just read it.
Sure, if that's, yeah, anybody want me to?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I take bad notes when I read, but okay, here we go. Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 4, Committees of Inclusion. It's going to boost the brightness on my screen. In addition, there shall be established in each of the foundation's radio station areas standing committees of board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas. These committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from each radio station area who shall be elected by their representative, by their respective LSBs, and such additional individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. Did that make sense, folks? Because I might have jacked it. Did that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. The committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSBs. They will also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSB's appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity, participation, in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board, the status of which will be published and maintained in each respective radio station area. Communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board, the respective LSBs, and any local outreach committees. Station managers and appropriate LSB committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate research, subject to any applicable state and federal laws and regulations. All station managers and committees of inclusion will report to the board and their respective LSBs quarterly on the status of diversity within their radio station areas. The board shall query and monitor radio station areas with identified underrepresented communities, and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities increase participation. Where necessary, with due notice, the board will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific measures to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective radio station areas. The board will assist and encourage station managers and committees of inclusion in finding new ways to improve recruitment efforts in their respective radio station areas. End.
Okay, thank you. I think we need to discuss that a little bit. I see the inclusion is for not just the committee or the listeners or the board members, but all of those. How have other stations addressed that issue? Is anybody familiar with that?
The only station, this is Serene, the only station that I know of that has actually met as a committee of inclusion, I don't know that they've met this year, I think this is a few years ago, was KPFT, and they added, I don't know how many people, but, you know, a bunch of other people, to their committee. There actually was a report sent to the PNB about their work. So this had to have been maybe 2 years ago, because I think Adriana Casanova was the director member then. I don't think anybody else has frankly done anything about it. I am unaware. I did try to raise a question about committees of inclusion last year, but I was ruled out of order by the chair. I can certainly try again.
Where was this soon?
on the PNB.
The PNB. Okay.
Well, yeah, while we were discussing committee reports, I asked if we could schedule a report from, because the committee of inclusion, while it's elected completely locally, it is a national committee that reports to both their area station and to the national board. But we've never gotten any such report at the national board level, as far as I know.
Are there any reports or summaries or agendas from past meetings of any committee on record anywhere that you know of?
BAI has had committees. I've chaired a committee before. I think William Heerwagen chaired it 1 year. I don't remember who chaired it. I chaired it at least twice. What we did, we actually started with applications to increase the body, thinking that the four of us on the board were not enough in number, in scale, or diversity to actually address the issue. So we added members, and the application that we used back in 2020 was also sent with the reminders for this meeting. So if someone goes back to that same email I referenced this morning around 8 o'clock, the old application is there. You know, that's a good point to begin our discussion.
So there's no record anywhere of reports or agendas or accomplishments that you know of?
Anything would have been posted to the LSB listserv in much the same way that I posted what I posted this morning. The committee has met before in previous years in New York. The agendas are there. The reports are there. I have not gone through years of email to find it, but anyone can.
So I'm going to try to paste a link to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was thinking I was stepping on my brother there, but I'm making an attempt to paste the link to that application in the chat. I don't know if that's going to work.
It's not really a link. I attached the PDF.
Okay. But, let me just see if I can put it on I'll download it and see if I can't then.
I'm sorry, you're trying to post what?
There's an application.
The application.
Oh, okay. I can share that if, are we done with looking at the description of the Committee of Inclusion? Because we can look at the application later.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Because I have a question. Here it says that the board shall monitor where does it say? The Committee of Inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSBs. So that's the national. So we are charged with monitoring our own station and providing that information.
Yes.
Okay.
To both the LSB and the national board.
And that monitoring, how does that actually, we ask for what, we monitor programming and the staffing.
Yeah, so in previous years I had gotten from Berthold and Orlinda a list of the sort of general demographic information about our producers. And I've gotten from the ED, I don't know what year that was, I'd gotten a list of, not a list, really a sort of demographic overlay of our five, yeah, it was all five stations. So we knew the rough, you know, to the extent that the census numbers are reliable and whatever. Anyway, you know, who's in our listening area? Who are we supposed to be serving based on ethnicity? And probably age and gender as well.
Okay. Do we need the specific data, or given that we're in the greater New York area, which is diverse to including all races and genders and so on, should the programming and staffing be proportional or just be representative of that diversity?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's a difference between it being representational and being proportional. Can you explain the difference in this instance for me?
Okay. Say the you took our listening area, and it was 60% female, 40% male. Should there be 60% program oriented and staffed by women? If the listening area is 40% Latino and 20% Caucasian and so on, should the as opposed to just having, since there are a significant representation in the listening area of those various demographics, is it enough to have them, once they cross a threshold of more than 5% or something, have them represented in the programming and in the staffing, as opposed to being represented to the percentage that they are in the listening area? You understand the difference?
I do. Thanks. I don't think it's a quota system where you have hard numbers. But you know, that's one of the things we should discuss. It's part of our process.
When I first became interested in this issue, I was astounded to see a list of the languages spoken in our listening area. So it doesn't mean that we should have a program in Chinese, but we might. Depends on who we're working to reach. Young people who are bilingual, Chinese extraction, issues of relevance to the Chinese community, Chinese music, art. Exactly how should we move to include unrepresented people? I don't think gender is a great way to do that. Ideally, we should be going beyond that. But just the number of language groups in the area, we should have, I think, more people. Very difficult to get a bilingual producer to do a good job in that area. So in English, but directed to a particular language group or ethnicity. Is that one way to go?
My feeling is that given the melting pot that a programming can be directed to a particular group representing their ethnicity, but it should be in English so that you know, everyone can understand and appreciate it. So you may want to cover Asian issues or a particular subgroup in that, but it in terms of communicating it on the air, it should be in English.
Well, yeah. I don't know. We're English only, I think, pretty much here. I don't know. Maybe people speak other languages, but everyone I know speaks English here. Right. I don't know that we would be the best people to judge the effectiveness of either a bilingual or interlingual, where everything isn't strictly translated, but you can follow whichever of the two languages you happen to speak, right? That's why I I do want us to, you know, discuss what kind of process we're going to use, because you, if you're going to talk about inclusion, you should be including the people, the other people in the conversation about how we're going to do it, I think, you know.
Can I say something? Can I offer something?
Please.
So in Los Angeles, we have not a great deal, but we do have some Spanish language programming, and the audience really appreciates it, because you know, you might have different people in the family that have different levels of English capacity, and we do. I mean, there's some that's bilingual, and it's okay. I'm not a great Spanish speaker, but I did learn to, you know, I learned enough Spanish to get around on the bus. And, so it's, I do know that people, it makes this station, valuable because of that. So it's something to consider. We don't have any Asian languages on, you know, there's so many, like you said, Carolyn, so many languages, but, it's something to think about. And in terms of inclusion, I mean, what we did on the committee that I was on in the union, we really did try to open up we tried to create as big a table as we could. And then we took off what wasn't practical, but we wanted to look at everything. So that's the philosophy that we had.
I think eventually it comes down to who you have available with the skills that you want. If you want someone who can be bilingual and translate as he or she goes, that's one way to approach it. Items of interest to a certain ethnic group, commercial, financial, educational, that's another issue.
We have the Spanish program, so why can't we have the Chinese program? And when you're talking about the proportion thing, are you talking about having programs that women are doing the programs? Or are you talking about programs about women and those issues?
Well, that's one question that has to be decided. How do we serve the people of different groups, ethnicity, gender, age, profession?
To me,
if I'm wanting to reach out to the Asian community already for over a year, and I haven't gotten any help with it.
To me, it says we should be monitoring the programming and the staffing. So I think those are two separate groupings. There should be programming geared to the various ethnic, racial, gender groups. And we can determine what the threshold and what the content and things like that. I believe in the melting pot. That means a program can be geared towards a Asian community, but it should be in English so everyone can appreciate it. But so the programming is one area of measurement, and then the staffing is another measure of measurement. So the two are separate.
I think if we want to get people to listen from different groups, you have to do programs in their language.
Well, we are trying to, we call it the melting pot, right? And I think that if we have a program focus, then the it allows more diversity in terms of inclusion in listening to that program.
I'm personally big. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Serene. What would you say?
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to hear what you said. I missed it.
I just began. I was saying that personally, I think representation matters, and that it's that if I want to hear about Native American quote Native American or Indigenous people's issues, I would like to hear about it from a Native or Indigenous person. It doesn't have to be exclusive. I would think we all work to get Leonard home, right? We didn't say, oh, let the Indigenous people handle it. So it's not a matter of excluding, but I do think that we also want to look at what the programming gaps are, which is where can you get progressive information on any of the Spanish language radio stations? Who's doing that? I mean, there's a lot of religious stuff. There's a lot of general, you know, music stuff. But when it comes to discussing the issues, how much of that is available in this era for Spanish speakers? And if I, as an English speaker, English dominant speaker, I can say a couple of things in Spanish. But if my needs aren't, if my, I am not absorbing the full quantity or quality of a discussion for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, that's fine. There's still 20 other hours in English, you know. I do think we want to make sure that we're addressing gaps in terms of what's available in our listening area to people. And it won't always, you know, it won't always focus on what the English, I mean, we're not an English speaking station. We're a station in an English speaking, in a country where English is the official language, I guess. But I mean, more and more notices are everywhere. They're in Spanish. They're in Chinese. The city has made great inroads in terms of making stuff available for people in multiple languages. And while I don't expect that BAI is going to become a polyglot station anytime soon, I'm not opposed to programming that I can't fully understand. I listen to Spanish music all the time. You know, I listen to Felipe. I listen on Sunday to Nando. I am fine with not being, you know, fully aware of everything that's being said because it's meeting the needs of some of my neighbors, and that's okay. But I do think, you know, how we want to address this is an important discussion. I don't think it's something we need to settle now. And I definitely don't think we need to, I definitely don't think it's something that we as, you know, predominantly English speakers of, U.S. origin going back, you know, several decades, probably several generations probably are necessarily the only people who should weigh in on that. So I do hope we get to talking about, enlarging, you know, the group of us who will be making, who will be examining these issues about how to proceed.
May I make it?
We have a little research to do and look at who is doing what and where. If we have a Latin American hour or afternoon or evening, and it's all music, that's one issue. But I think we should be reaching out to people and see what other radio stations have done with this and if there are people who are interested. And a program that is oriented to a linguistic group, not in that language. Oh, we might think about that too. What do you think about that?
Colin, would you mind repeating that?
Say that again. I kind of missed your thought. Say that again.
Well, the question of programming in another language, that raises an entire question. I raised this years ago. I was at a P&B meeting in LA, and there was talk about starting a program of Latino music in Spanish. Well, now we have a question of, we need someone to monitor the program for appropriate content. And that means a bilingual monitor who's not on the program, who can say, this program did not violate anything in any language that the FCC requires of us. That's one issue. If we're doing a bilingual topic, if you're doing music or art, let's say if we talk about problems of the Chinese community in business areas, that would probably be in English. But then if we had somebody on the call or on the program to discuss it in one of the more popular dialects in Chinese, and who's to decide which that one is, that's a whole other issue. It also has to be monitored for content. Okay, what are we looking at being scrolled here? The application, okay. So, I mean, did you put out a call for applications for this committee?
This is the 2020 application. This is the application we used in 2020.
I know. Did you put out one this year at all?
No, it's our first meeting. How would I, on what authority would I be putting out a call?
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you all think about would be a good way to go about dealing with this issue? Not just for committee members, but for programming.
So we need to decide whether we just want to change this to 2025, or are there substantive changes we need to make to this before sending it out? I know there's some technical things like that should be May 22nd, 2025, and up here, spring 2025, so on. But are there any?
Well, sorry, go ahead.
Term, other than the dates that need to change in order to make it relevant to where we are now. Like here we have the term will run to December 2021. That would be 2025.
I think we would have to read the text. And since this isn't TV, the people who are listening to this later will have no idea what we're talking about. So I think we should actually read the application, see if we want to revise the language. And then look at the categories and see if we want to change some of those categories.
Okay. You want me to read the application? I'm sorry, Carolyn. Are we at the point of reviewing this application, or are we still on another topic?
Well, I hadn't gotten to it, but since it's in front of us, we can certainly look at it. And if somebody wants to continue what we were talking about before. Now, the question of the committee getting more inclusive is how are we relating that to programming?
You know, I would just like to add one thing to the last conversation, if I might. One of the tools that we used in the union was to survey people. And so this group might want to consider some kind of survey that we could get out to the listeners to see what they feel like their needs are for the station in terms of language. I just wanted to throw that in the pot.
I don't disagree with that, but I think, you know, there's this, I forget who came up with it. Nothing about us without us. So if we're going to be discussing the diversity of our listening area, it should be a diverse group that is having that discussion, so that we're not saying what we think community X needs or community Y has too much of, but we have members of those communities, who are part of the discussion. This is not us saying, oh, here's what we can do for you. But we broaden the us before we begin any substantive discussion about what is needed. In the meantime, we can gather, you know, for as long as it remains available, census information about who's in our listening area. And this is specifically here, the geographic area, right? Because, you know, anybody can listen from anywhere on the web. But who's in our geographic area? So that we at least know who we should be attempting to reach with our programming. And we should, you know, engage once we revise this application. And last time we did it, Andrea, development director, Andrea, why am I blanking on? Hello. Huh? I'm blanking on her last name. Oh. Andrea. Darn it. Anyway, she had set up a Google Doc for us.
Casanova.
Huh?
Casanova.
No, not Adriana. Not Adriana Casanova. Andrea, our development director when we were at Atlantic Avenue. I mean, I think she started when we were at, someplace else, but anyway, Atlantic Avenue, Katz, Andrea Katz, Jesus. Jesus, Andrea Katz had created this, put it in a Google Drive for us so that people were able to but in this case, we can still put it as a Google Doc, a Google form. And, we would ask management to put it on the website, and then we would have an announcement saying, this application is on the website, you know, consider applying. We did have a cart then too, if I recall correctly. But, you know, let's start that process because it'll take, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks for word to get out that we're doing this. And, in the meantime, we can start gathering the information about our programming, both in terms of the groups that are addressed in the programming. I mean, I think a lot of our programming has a very broad and diverse listenership, or very broad and diverse appeal. Let me say that. Everybody listens to news. So we would have other work to do in the meantime, but we would start the process of trying to bring folks in to the group so that we're making, we're showing due respect and making decisions that make sense to the people who are affected or who we hope will be affected.
That sounds like a good plan.
You want me to read this?
Yes, I think that would be great. And people can make their suggested changes after each paragraph, or I don't know. The chair can decide how she wants to handle that.
Okay. Application WBII Committee of Inclusion, Spring 2025.
Oh, stick a pin. I guess, Kirby, you're going to take note of the changes that we agree on?
Yes, I will.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, I independently change spring 2020 to spring 2025. Is that okay?
Okay. So you're editing as we go? Good. You and Kirby can work that out.
Yeah, just the dates.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
The WBAI Committee of Inclusion, COI, is seeking additional members. This committee is established by Pacifica bylaws to monitor the underrepresentation of communities, quote unquote, in our radio station area. The COI will work with the LSB, its committees, and the general manager to impact on and improve diversity in all aspects of WBAI's functioning, including programming, staffing, board candidacy, and other areas. That's the first paragraph. Is that cool?
That's good.
The first four members have been chosen by the LSB, and they will elect additional COI members by majority vote. See Pacifica Bylaws Article 8, Section 4, available at http://pacifica.org/index_bylaws/art8sec4.html. For a full description of the COI. The Pacifica mission statement can be found at http://pacifica.org/index_bylaws/article1section2.html. End of that paragraph. The board members on the committee have decided to add 7 members. Is that still true? We are opening the application process to everyone in the WBAI listening area and are seeking great diversity, both demographic and geographic, in the composition of the COI. This application is designed to help us reach that goal. Any WBAI listener, member, or staff member, paid or unpaid, may apply. Meetings will be public, but only committee members can vote. The term will run until December 2025. It says December 2021. I changed that to December 2025.
26. My recommendation is that we do 26.
Six. Everybody agreed with that? Since this was 2020, I guess 2026 would be the consistent. Okay. Is everybody okay with the numbers? Add 7?
At the moment, that's fine. No, I don't see.
Okay. Important. Next paragraph. Important. On the reverse side, I didn't see the reverse side. On the reverse side, please tell us why you are interested in serving on the COI. You may include organizational affiliation and other pertinent information, such as involvement in the arts or activism. If you are interested in serving on the COI, you must provide the following contact information: name, phone number, more than one if it's applicable, address, including city, state, zip code, department, email. In addition, please check any and all categories below that describe your background. Please do not hesitate to add as much information as you need to describe yourself. You do not have to fill this out to be considered, but it would help achieve the goal of diversity for the COI. And on the left side, it has woman, man, self-identity, gender as colon blank space, ancestry, European ancestry, I'm sorry, African ancestry, European ancestry, Latinx, Caribbean, East Asian / Pacific Islander, South Asian, Arab, Indigenous, lesbian / gay, man / bisexual / transgendered. And on the right side, it has person with a disability / differently abled, formerly incarcerated, immigrant, under 25 years old, over 65 years old, skills in statistics / demographics, skills in analyzing data, household income range, social / familiar status, station staff, paid or unpaid, listener, and other, with a space to include how you could determine what the other is. Note, this application, well, anything, any changes on here, any questions on the category?
No, questions about some of the things that, if we're going to keep all of these rather intrusive questions on the list, we might add, do not feel obliged to respond to anything that you do not wish to have made public, because this application would eventually be made public.
Well, I'm not sure that the application will eventually be made public. It will be discussed by the committee. It could be discussed.
I think that's public enough to warn people.
Well,
they don't need to do things.
I think the language does say, give us as much as you can, which gives, can you reread that portion, John?
Did you say something like that?
You do not have to fill this application out to be considered, but it would help achieve the goal of diversity for the COI.
So that's that. What's the difference between that and what you wanted to say, Carolyn?
Well, I think the fact that it's on there, people might feel that they need to reveal things that they might be uncomfortable with.
Well, I'm saying, what's the difference between the instruction that says you don't have to put in this information to be considered, or just offer us language that you think is more fitting, because I think it's covered, but up here, you don't.
Okay, so do we want to correct it as we go along, or kind of think about it and then come back as we go over the rest of it?
Yes, good idea.
Actually, and at the end, I have a note, this application must be received by May 22nd, 2020. I'll change that to 2025. You may email this application or any questions to wbaicoi@yahoo.com, or leave a message with questions at 212-726-2091. Now, we definitely need to check and change that or verify that, right?
Mm-hmm. All of that contact information has to be changed. We weren't given a voicemail to use at the station, so we paid for an outside voicemail. And the email address is no longer functioning. So, we'd have to create one. that the secretary and chair would be using or whatever.
All right. So we need to find out what the email and the telephone number should be.
We have to create a new email address, and we can talk to, I don't know how they've adapted the phone system now, because we used to be able to have endless internally dialed number. Anyway, everything's different now. So yes, we need new contact information for the committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Should I take it out, leave it in, or what should I do with this? Just so we know that this needs to change.
Well, just a little black space.
This had the words new.
Leave a blank space?
May as well. We don't have an email address yet, and we don't have a phone number.
Well, could we start through?
All right, so I'll delete it.
And just put insert or change or something. Do you know how to do strike-throughs on your computer, John?
I got it.
In the motion pictures, we'd write slug.
Right, Miss Bill, answer.
Huh. Is that Word? Microsoft Word. I really expect it to autocorrect me.
Okay, good job.
Okay.
All right.
So are there any other changes?
I don't know that I don't, are we considering a program for instance, in the incarcerated population or formerly incarcerated? I don't know if that's a good thing to put in there.
We already have a program for the, it's called On the Count.
And to some extent, David Rothenberg's program, because he talks, you know, about those issues all the time. But again, it's a perspective. In some communities, you know, upwards of 50%, and I think that's an underestimate in some parts of Brooklyn anyway, of young folks, especially young men, they don't get to 25 without having had some sort of interaction with the so-called justice system. We do have programming that appeals to people who are in that community and those of us who may not be involved in that way, but are concerned and affected by it. So again, it's one of those categories where you want to make sure that folks are at the table and are not being discussed in their absence.
Those are good points. I can also then expand that to other categories that are partially represented, but not particularly for hiring.
Now, are we done with this?
I think we can
stop swearing.
Think of it as a draft. And maybe if we want to talk about it at the next meeting some more.
I should stop sharing.
Yeah.
It is 8:15.
Okay.
We had set a time limit here. What time would you like to break, people?
Well, we had set 30 minutes for this item, and I think we've probably done 30 minutes on this item.
At least. Yes.
So, our two secretaries, and may I say our two male secretaries.
It's going to take one more before we get the job done.
No, I'm saying you all can work together and distribute the form to us. You know, the revised form, so that when we meet next, we can just take a decision and then get it out into circulation.
Could we share our email addresses with each other? I don't have Joni's or Kirby's.
You have Joni's and John's, because we're all on the LSB together, and I sent you all an email poll about this a couple of weeks ago. But I have Kirby's email address, so I will make sure that he has y'all's so he can send out the note.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Set meeting dates.
So I would like to propose that we meet in 2 weeks. If, I don't know, depending on what's on the calendar for today's Tuesday, 2 weeks from today would be the third, the first or something. I don't know. Let me look. Anybody have KPFTX?
That is the first. That's correct. Yeah.
Is that April Fool's Day?
Next Tuesday is April Fool's Day.
Are there any conflicting meetings?
I don't have that website up.
Oh, secretary, you're in trouble.
Dang. You get fired on my first day.
So what say you? Can we do this on the first?
That sounds good. I don't have KPFTX up. Is there any conflict?
Kirby, you'll be double fired since you're probationary and you're discussing DEI, so you're double fired.
Dang.
This is a DEI.
Trapped again.
There's two meetings at W&C.
Okay, so it's not a conflict for us. We're good. We just don't want a conflict with a local meeting or with a national committee meeting where people might be, you know, some of our people might need to go. So we're good. So let's do the first. And can we agree now to also do the 15th?
Hmm.
Or maybe if on the first we can get this thing into circulation, because we would have, you know, created the email, et cetera, et cetera, and people would have their opinions. If we can vote on the first, and then we let the application period run for like 3 weeks or something, and then we meet maybe on the, like 3 weeks later. What would that be? The 29th? 22nd? If it goes out to people on the first, or you know what I mean, if it becomes official on the first, we can start circulating it and give people. Let's make it the 29th, and then we meet on the 29th to discuss what we've received and possibly to vote.
All right, that sounds good.
So the meeting is, I'm sorry, the meeting is Tuesday, April 1st, or is it Monday the 31st?
No, it's Tuesday. We're going to stick to Tuesdays.
Okay. Thank you.
If possible. Where possible. At least, you know, at this stage, if we bring on other people, and then we'll have to then have that discussion about what a new date is.
And then the 29th?
And then the 29th, we can meet to, we can publicly discuss the number of applications we've received. We can discuss the diversity of the candidates without saying anybody's name, or phone number or address. and then we would vote and have the full group meeting, you know, in May. When we meet on the 1st, we can decide what day in May. So at least everybody, when we make that initial contact, will be able to clear their calendars for that first meeting in May. Does that make sense?
That's cool. Cool by me.
All right. I think this should go out, though, with a text of the bylaw on this committee, and encourage people to apply, even if they're not sure that they want to be on the committee.
I'm sorry, Carolyn, you were saying that the application should go out with the text of the Section 8?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. Who's going to send that out?
Who's going to send what out?
The application.
Well, we're going to meet on the 1st to review the application.
Okay.
What's today? I'm sorry. Yes, today's the 18th. We're going to meet in 2 weeks. You and Kirby are going to talk, and y'all are going to get that revised application to us. Folks are going to think about it. And then when we meet on the 1st, we'll finalize the language and finalize the timeline, you know, when we want people to get the applications back to us, how, you know, the phone number, the email, all that stuff. And then on the 29th, we'll discuss and vote, and then folks can plan to meet the larger group early in May. So, you know, we can get stuff going before summer in terms of the information. And in the meantime, all those things that we said we want, you know, folks can volunteer to start gathering that information.
Serene, do you want to take care of getting our website ready with an email and a phone number?
I'll reach out to management and see if there are phone numbers they can get for us. These days, I think anybody can get a Google number, so something should be possible. I can do that if you'd like.
All right, that's good. Thank you.
Folks, should we go to new business?
Thank you.
Is that what's next on the agenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Personally, I don't have any new business to offer.
I think we made it.
Well, new business will be any revisions we want to make and changes. I'll put in writing.
I have a good idea. Shocked, aren't you? Oh, done. Okay. So my new business idea is that, we reach out to the other station's COI between now and our next meeting and just see what direction they're moving in.
What stations do you know of that have a COI?
Every station has a COI. It's a bylaw requirement, a standing committee of the Pacifica National Board.
Oh, all right. That's good to know.
So I know who the directors are. I think I do have a list of who the directors are at each station. So that would be a good place to start. I mean, the director is, you know, they would be joined by three members of their local board. So I don't necessarily know who the local board members are, but I think I did see an email or can find out from the secretary who the other four directors are. And we can at least touch base with them and let them know what we're doing and find out, you know, if they want to come on the first and tell us what they're doing.
Is there a national COI group?
There is not, you know, and there's been talk over the years about whether or not that would be a good idea, you know, because at this point, and that was one of the reasons behind my trying to get it on the agenda of the PNB last year, so that we can learn from each other.
So each COI has a director on its committee, right?
Each COI is comprised initially, anyway, of a director and three delegates.
Right. So if the directors could have a meeting, once every 2 months or whatever, quarterly meeting or something, just to share information. And particularly in the beginning here, you know, you can share what we're doing and they can share what they're doing, any documents and stuff like that.
Yeah, people are, you know, I mean, we can see. I think certainly the initial contact can be made and say, this is what we agreed to do at our meeting. We'd love to know what you're doing at yours. And our next meeting is such a day and time. Would you like to join? I can send that email.
That sounds good.
Would you like to join a director's meeting or would you like to join our meeting?
If they would like to attend our meeting. I mean, I think that the reason you have directors is because it is a national committee. It's a PNB committee and therefore directors must be part of it. But I don't think directors are necessarily going to be the chairs of their local committees, right? So Carolyn is chairing tonight. It doesn't have to be director driven. It's just that it's an easy contact for me because we only have to know one person as opposed to knowing who three other people are at the various stations. And whether we want to form some sort of loose organization, you know, we can decide down the road. But
I would suggest that rather than trying to write it haphazardly, maybe one can come, another not. If you as a group can meet to share information and then bring it back, you know, share any documents like we have an application or any decisions in terms of how you're going to measure, you know, inclusion on the programming and demographics. You know, just so that since you guys are directors at the national level anyway, have just have a, not a long meeting, just a meeting to share an update as
well. The directors, I don't think we need to lock it in. The directors may not be the people who are most interested in sharing information. Let's just make the informal inquiry, tell them what we're doing and see where it goes. This is our first meeting, so I don't think we need to necessarily decide how we want to interact with other committees yet.
But we might want to know what they're doing in terms of, for instance, the kind of form that we're developing.
Absolutely. I said I would communicate that to them. I would tell them what we are doing, and I'll share the draft before I send it out to them so you guys can take a look at it and see if you think it accurately represents, you know, our discussions tonight. And, you know, the person who might be most interested in reaching out to other stations to see what they're doing may not be the director on the committee. I would say that we should see who's willing and available. 7 o'clock in the evening for us is 4 o'clock in California. So I don't know who's working. I mean, most of the board is old and all of Pacifica's boards are old. So when we start talking about inclusion, let's definitely look at that young folk category. But, you know, so people may be free. Let's just play it by ear.
If we lock ourselves in tonight to directors communicating with directors about this, and the directors prove not to be necessarily available or communicative, where are we going?
Let's have a to-do list. You know, have you agreed upon any documents that you created for this year, or have you decided on what constitutes inclusion?
I nominate you, John, to draft the letter instead of me.
Serene, could you send me, or whoever has it, I don't know, Kirby, Serene, what the documents that we've worked on tonight on the screen?
Yes, John and Kirby are going to get together, since John was doing some on-the-spot editing and Kirby's the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get together and finalize what we agreed on tonight and send that out so that folks can decide what we're going to be doing, you know, make some definite decisions by the first.
Okay.
Well, my job is done, because I, as you saw, I edited live time.
Okay, did you send it to Kirby?
I don't have Kirby's.
I'll get it to you. Okay, I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Sweet. I'll turn this chicken scratch into legible notes.
Ha!
Huh. Are we done?
I think so, except exchange emails.
1733. Yeah, I guess the best would be to email a big ball of emails, I guess. We could put them in the chat, but that
folks,
can get...
I can send, I know how to send an email.
Yes. So we are in good shape. So I guess...
Thank you.
All right, so Serene, you have everybody's email then?
I do indeed, sir.
Okay, all right, so you can just... I'll send my updated application to you.
No, if you give me 3 seconds, you will have everybody's email address.
It's in the works.
I mean, we don't have to hold the meeting until, you know, because we did agree to end it 3 minutes ago.
Right. Okay. All righty.
I'll call this a successful meeting.
Yes, thank you all. Good meeting.
Thanks. Take care, everybody. See you on the first.
Many thanks.
Thank you, Kay, if you're still listening somewhere. Okay, Kay's the...
I'm listening. I will go ahead and schedule those 2 meetings, and I'll send the links to you, Serene, and maybe it's best if you do the KPFTX listing, because
yes,
that way you can add the minutes if they become available.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Good night, all.
Good night.
See you in a bit.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.